The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory be to you, Lord.
After making the crossing to the other side of the sea, Jesus and his disciples came to land at Gennesaret and tied up there. As they were leaving the boat, people immediately recognized him. They scurried about the surrounding country and began to bring in the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. Whatever villages or towns or countryside he entered, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might touch only the tassel on his cloak. And as many as touched it were healed. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Jesus.
Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters.
Good morning, my God.
They laid the sick in the marketplaces, and they begged that they might only touch the tassel on his cloak, and as many as touched it were healed. Have you noticed something now in the New Testament that whenever Jesus performs a healing, there's always some kind of physical intervention? Somebody touches the tassel on his cloak, or he lays hands upon them, or he makes mud out of spittle. Always something physical. You know what Jesus is doing? Preparing us for the sacraments. He works through physical things. He did then, and he does now. So let's just review a little bit, you know. I'm probably already know this, but let's just review just for fun. A little bit about the sacraments. You know, the word sacrament means promise. The Latin word is sacramentum, and it means pledge. It's a promise that God is giving his invisible grace through this visible material thing. Like the host in the Eucharist, or the water in baptism, or the oil in anointing of the sick, or the voice that you hear in confession, I absolve you of your sins. He promises that his invisible grace is given through this matter. Now, in this, matter matters, okay? Question for you this morning. If these sick that were laying in the marketplaces had touched the tassel of somebody else's cloak and not Jesus, would they have been cured? No, nothing would have happened. It was just a tassel on a cloak. Matter really matters, okay? However, the sacraments are not magic. There's a lot more going on than just material reality, because you receive as you believe. I'll give you an image to think about how the sacraments work. Think about a garden hose. Now, no analogy is perfect, but it works to some degree. Think about a garden hose. The garden hose is like the sacrament. God's grace is like the water. But your faith is like the faucet. You can turn it on a lot, you can turn it on a little, or you can turn it on not at all. It's totally up to you. So here you all are, God bless you. Monday morning at Mass, you are trying to get closer to the Lord. But have you ever come to Mass, received the sacraments, received the Eucharist, known fully well what it is, and yet, in your heart, felt like there's a barrier between you and God? Yeah, intellectually you know about the sacraments, and intellectually you know about grace. And in your mind, you know God loves you, and you want to love him too. And yet, there's this barrier between you and Jesus Christ. What could that barrier be? What could it be that's keeping you from turning on that faucet? Could be one of three things, okay? So just search your consciences and see if any of this doesn't ring true. First of all, it could be freely willed sin. Jesus says, if you love me, keep my commandments, which means that if we don't keep his commandments, we don't really love him, and he will not force his grace on anybody. Second thing it could be attachments. The giving over of your heart to trifles, things of no consequence, things that don't really matter. Do you have any idea how jealous God is for the love of your heart? Far more than you can imagine. He wants you to love him with 100% of your heart. And once again, if you give your heart to other things, trifling things, attachments, things that have really no consequence, worldly concerns, the desire to accumulate money or possessions or prestige, whatever it might be, God will respect that. He won't give himself entirely to you until you give yourself entirely to him. But You know, the third thing that might be that's keeping you from knowing the closeness and the depths of the love of the Lord, here's something we all need to meditate on. It could be a lack of forgiveness. The older I get, the more I begin to realize that forgiveness is from years ago, decades ago, are still just as hard to make now as they were then. Amazing how the mind remembers in precise detail every last thing that was ever done against you. You're going to have to forgive for the rest of your life. Because St. John told us that you can't love the God you do not see unless you love the neighbor you do see. And our Lord told us you will be forgiven as much as you forgive. So, you know, I've mentioned this before. There's enough grace in one host to make you a saint today. The limitation is never in what God offers. The limitation is always in ourselves. So just like these sick in the marketplaces that reached out with all their might to touch the tassel of our Lord's cloak, let's we, the sick in faith, the morally ill, and the weary as we make our way through this life, let's reach out with all of our hearts to touch the Lord in the grace of his sacraments. And let's ask for the grace of the prayers of the saints to help us to do that today. St. Agatha, pray for us.